Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Just how significant was the government's error in this particular situation?
Well, it's very significant. I mean, what you have here is the plan to establish the water scheme in the Northern Galilee Basin, and the National Environment Act mandates a public comment period during the referral stage, and those public comments weren't taken into account in determining whether or not that scheme came within the mandate of the EPBC Act. So to be clear, public comments weren't taken into account in the exercise of a discretion to apply our National Environment Act.
And do we understand what was actually within those public submissions at the moment?
Yeah, many of them were from organisations and groups, but I mean, it's obviously an important component of a participatory democracy. So you have things like Doctors for the Environment taking into account impacts of water on public health. There's a fairly significant submission there. What they were really considering was that the Great Barrier Reef is already suffering impacts of climate change, pollution, and other concerns. We know coal mining does have a public health impact, so what sort of public health impacts will we have if we are taking away this amount of water from a fairly significant basin, the Burdekin Basin? And there's also other concerns relating to the failure of Adani to really evaluate impacts on endangered species, and also obviously the concerns about the drawdown on the actual Burdekin Basin. So the referral indicates that Adani didn't feel that this was actually a matter of national environmental significance. And obviously the public comments are indicating that they do feel that it was. And it's so basically what the public comment, many of the public comments are saying is that it should be a controlled action. It should be something that the federal government, our federal environment minister, takes into account because this has a critical impact. It's 12.5 billion litres of water from the Saddle River. It impacts the Burdekin Basin. That water is used by Queensland farmers. That water is used for wetlands. This is water that is going to be used to wash coal and to keep dust and reduce fire hazards in an actual coal plant. We already know, for example, from the Hazelwood fire issue, what impact on surrounding regions coal production can have to air quality and things like that. So these might be all indirectly related to the actual water scheme, but that's what the water is being used for. So it's very important that the minister be properly informed in taking into account a decision of that magnitude.
And I understand there are lawsuits still ongoing in relation to the Adani mine, but given we've seen the final stamp of approval, is it sort of all over? I mean, are we sort of just moving ahead with the plan as it currently stands, and that's all she wrote?
Yeah, well, okay, let's separate it out. Obviously, this is the actual mining licence has been granted and the groundwater management plan has been approved by the Queensland and federal government. However, this is a pipeline to pump water in from the Suttle River to the Carmichael coal mine in order to make sure that it can start, obviously, with its coal production. So this is actually, it's infrastructure that is associated with the extraction of coal, but it's still critical to the production process. So what's going to have to happen now is that the referral process is going to have to be done again properly. And so the minister is now going to have to take into account whether or not this is a referred action. And I suppose one of the questions that everyone might be thinking is, why is this important? Is it just going to happen again and then it'll get approval and then, you know, it's not a big deal? But if it does attract, and it should attract the EPBC Act, it is a matter of national environmental significance. It's a lot of water. It should attract the water trigger. What that means is that it will then be referred to an independent expert scientific committee, and they will determine water impact. So that has the potential for a much stronger environmental assessment process, which may have some impact on the development of that associated infrastructure, so, i.e. can they get that water from the Saddle River to the Carmichael coal mine.
And I think one of the really fascinating parts, or at least something that sort of fascinates me about this whole discussion, with the Adani mine ever since it began, we've seen this real binary in the argument. It's almost jobs versus environment. You can't have jobs while protecting the environment. You can't protect the environment without losing jobs. It was an issue at the Queensland state election. It was the issue at the last federal election. In terms of the jobs that the Adani Carmichael mine is promising, these thousands of terrific jobs they're going to be cropping up in Queensland, there's been a little bit uncertainty whether they will actually deliver, and certainly they've been a little bit tight on the numbers, releasing the numbers for jobs. What is your take on the ongoing sort of economic benefits that the mine has been promising?
It's short-lived at best, and we need to be clear, and I just think that there's strong moral questions going on here. You know, the rhetoric of jobs isn't taking into account the fact that we need to have a sustainable environment for any future industry, and we know that globally coal is in decline. And that's obvious. The obvious reason for that is because of the climate change impacts. So if coal is in decline, any work that is going to be generated, and there is a lot of debate about how much work is going to be generated from this, is going to be very short-lived. What is the longer-term plan for people needing work? We need to reskill them into industries that have a sustainable future.
Well, Samantha, I do appreciate your insight into this one this morning. Obviously, it's been a contentious one for a while. I do appreciate your time.